need my Yisgamma like that.
Okay. We finished Siminta Zayin at the end of June. And your photo stats begin with Simi Yitzhes. So I cheated. I don't know if you realize, but between Tesayin and Yitzhes, there's something called Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin is the longest simin, in Eben Ezra. It's the halachis of an aguna, whose husband disappears. Besides that, it's 58 sifim, but it's gigantic. It's 48 pages, 48 sides. So, what? Yes, I do want to talk, I want to share with you a davar klali about it, but the halachis are very complex, and it's not really possible to do it just an hour a week. It'll take us a couple of years as it is. The dinim of being matir and aguna, we know that chachamim were very meiser nefesh to find heterim for women whose husbands disappeared, and for that a lot has been written. It's fascinating that the Bali Taisus in this week's parsha Shaiftim, by the parsha of Egla Rufa. As you know, Egla Rufa is when a man is found dead, that between two cities, that they make an elaborate, I don't want to call it a ceremony, it's a Mitzvah Dereisa, but it's more than a ceremony, but it's an elaborate coming together of the Batei Dinim and everybody to bring an Egla Rufa. The Bali Taisvis on this week's parasha says, as a Tam HaMitzvah, that here you have a man who died far away from home, and his wife is somewhere and wondering where he is. So the Torah made this elaborate event in order to be mefarsim his death, and people should be aware of it. They don't know who he is, but I guess they find a way of identifying marks on his body or something, in order that the aguna, whenever she surfaces, should be able to find Adim that the husband died. So it's a stickle of a Makar in the Torah. There are many Shuvas of Gedalim who are matir. I was told by someone in the family that Rav Moshe B'Saif Yamov thanked Rabbeinu Shalom that all the agunas he was matir after World War II, that he wasn't nichshol, that no husband came back alive. It's funny to say, I thank Rabbeinu Shalom the husband come back alive, but once he was matir, I guess that's what he said. Now, I'd like to share with you, there's a beautiful Maral Diskin. I heard it from a Talmud Chacham. I never found it inside, but this morning, preparing, I did a search in Da'itza Chachma, and I found it was published in one of the Kaifzim, and it's quoted in many of his Talmidim. The Maral Diskin talks about the following. First, let me tell you, what bothered me is that Chazal, we find that the Chachamim of the generations were pushed themselves to find their Teirim for Agunas. Yet, the Gemara says that if a man disappears in what we call Mayim She'en Lehem Saif, a man disappears out in the open ocean, and even 10 years go by and nobody heard from him, so Min HaTaira, the wife should be mutter. It's certainly an overwhelming rive that the man is not alive. And Midrabanan Chazal asked. Midrabanan Chazal said that the woman can't get married. Even though he went out on a boat into the ocean and he disappeared. The Rambam's brother disappeared. The Rambam had a brother who supported him in his learning. And he went out with his wealth. He was an importer. He went out on a boat and he didn't come back. The Rambam writes in one of his letters that it took him a year to recover from it. He said, till now someone was supporting him, and now not only did he have to support his family, he had to support his brother's family. And that's when he started learning medicine, after his brother's death. So that's the question. Why is there no point with a matir? It seems like such a far-fetched the chumra. So here you see on one hand that chachamim of generations are meisa nefesh to be matir, and the other hand they made this sort of broad iser. What's interesting is that in nisis leiseitze, what?
The body's not here.
The body's not here. The body's not here, but
testifies on the body.
Right, and someone testifies in Siman on the body, so it's mutter. But Chazal, there was so machmir on something that's not—it's not logical. I mean,
it's
odd.
So great with Mamzer.
It's true. It's true. It's interesting. It says, I'm reading from the Halachas of Hilchis Agunan to me. It says, "If Lamedal Isha Shehed Lo Echad is one witness." Shetava baila b'mayim she'en lam saif. V'loy ola, and his body was never recovered. V'avad zichrei, nobody heard from him. Nishtaka shemai. Harizel loy tinasi alei dezu. She's not getting married. Is he going to need echad? From you, it says Eidus. I'm pretty sure he's dead. But it says, imnisis loy seitze. If she got married, it means that behesh she thought it's mutter. Kim, you got married after Beznas at her. She got married, Lo Seitze. So why Lo Seitze? So they quoted Taisis. Taisis says, because the odds are that her husband's not around. So why were they so machmer? And then they turned around and they tried to find reasons to be makel. So Yishulei Diskin has a piece on the idea when Chazal Chayshish for Amir HaMotzim. He says that a man disappears on the yam, you're only here for 10 years, it's a miyat she'enei matzei. It's unlikely that, you know, the pirates kidnapped him and they didn't ask for a ransom, and you know, all this whole thing is unlikely. You know, he ended up on some barren island, he probably didn't survive for 10 years. So he says the following. He has his side, he calls mabit hatziburi. He calls that Shulayb Diskin writes, the Chazal, when they made takonis, they made takonis l'toivas hatzibur. In other words, it's true. If you have an individual case, and Chacham sit down to be matter an individual aguna based on circumstances, they weren't chayishish for miyachen imatze. They were matter. But in a dava klali, ma'im shem lam saif, Chazal were chayishish that in klal Yisrael, this is going to happen many times. In Klal Yisrael, and even if the odds are only 1 in 100, but it's going to happen 100 times, and the 1 in 100 is going to happen. So, for the so to speak, the sake of the tzibur, they had what they call a mabita tziburi, a tzibur dika look to protect Klal Yisrael from the instances where the husband comes back, and now you have a family of mamzerim that were born through halacha says you can get married, and then they're going to be born. Now, you're going to say any time Ramesha or Marsham, I saw a Tshuva from Marsham, he writes a Tshuva to be Matur and Aguna, and he writes at the end, Kasafti Kolzeh, he says, I wrote this on Tisha B'Av. Because you're not going to be Matcha an Aguna. On Tisha B'Av, you have to do it. He says he wrote it. And he wrote besides, being Matur and Aguna is like building one of the Churvis Yerushalayim. I don't know where he got it from. That's what he writes. It's in the first Chelech Marsham, Tshuva Pei Dalet. So the point is that individually they look to be matir, because there's no tzibur cheshbon on individual cases. But on the klal hatzibur, they looked at it in a tziburi dika way that's going to happen. A number of years ago, I had an incident. I was very upset. It was a young couple in yeshiva, and the doctors, they do genetic testing now routinely. And, you know, they tell them that, you know, there's a chance, there's a marker there. So they scare them. The young couples, they get scared. It's better you just shouldn't do it. Nothing you can do about it anyway. So I call one of the doctors. I told them, look, I asked about this thing. What you're calling is it's a 1 in 100 chance. Why are you scaring them? It's a 1 in 100 chance that this is going to be a problem. So why are you making them crazy? Does anybody answer me? He said, because I have 100 patients. Right. I have this marker. That's what he answered me. He said, because I have 100 patients over time. I have 100 patients, I have this marker. And the one who I don't tell is going to be upset at me. So that, what he told me then, is sort of what he's saying. He's saying that Chazal made it kind of a Klal Yisrael. So even if it's at a 1 in 100 chance, in halacha you're not be chayshish for 1 in 100. Mir Amotzi is maybe 8%. The Mishkan Yaakov says you're not be chayshish for it. But the in the Eifen Hatziburi Chazal was chayshish for it. What? We can say the halacha. Well, the doctor, there's nothing for them to decide. They just have to decide to be scared or not be scared. That's the problem. In Eretz Yisrael, they have certain tests they do before 40 days. But they have an amniocentesis that's within 40 days, some type of test. But in America, they don't have, there's no reason for them. You know, in halacha, there's a difference between 40 and less than, more than 40. But here they do the genetic testing later.
So what was before 40 was when they find out what can abort?
It's a discussion. It's a separate discussion. It's very little you could do, but it's a separate discussion. But the point is that the idea, Reb Shlomo Diskin's concept, Chazal looking at it in Eifen Tzibur. I remember I heard this. I was in Camp Aguda, and an Adam Gadol was there for Shabbos, and I remember he told me this idea. I liked it very much. Not to Reb Shlomo Diskin, he's not Haskama, but. I'll tell you an afkamina. What happens, based on Halevi Klaras, what happens if you have a Yavama who's deceased husband's brother? She's a Yavama Lashuk, right? She's the Salav. What happens if he disappears? Amayim Shan Lam Saif. If he disappears. So based on Halevi's Mesupik. What's it in? If a husband disappears, Amayim Shan Lam Saif, you can't be mad to her. What about an Isalav? A Yavama Lashuk is an Isalav. So Pashtus, the Deraisa is Deraisa. It's Avera of Deraisa and Avera. According to Rabbi Shulai Diskin, it's very Geshmak. On a lav, it doesn't make Mamzerus. It's not a Klal Yisrael problem. It's an individual problem. Person has a Kitchen Shaila, a Paskin Shaila. Person has a Yavama Lashuk Shaila, it's an Isalav. Isalav is Chabor. But you can rely, if it's a Mishen and Matzah, you could certainly be Mekel. Shulai Diskin is saying that the only reason Chazal was so machmir is because they had this tzibur cook, they had this way of looking, but their tzibur, when they made the gezeiros, he brings one of the lashonis of one of the brises, or sifri, or sifra, where when Chazal learned to make takanis, that it says to make takanis for klal Yisrael, that's the lashon. It's for Tevis Klal Yisrael, and that's why. I remember I heard this in Camp Agud. I told Rav Per, Rav Michiel Per, Al Lashon. I shared it with him. We used to spend, I used to be in Camp Anos. Those years my wife had the job, and I was there, and we had a bungalow in Benos. And I told him this. He says, now he understands. Chazal was so chayshid for Sakonat, the Michal Shabbos for Sakonis. And Sakonis has such a dover rochaik. And Chazal said, any makah b'chlal haguf, anything inside the body, Michal Shabbos, or they have a lot of klalim. So normally we say Sakonis nefashis is very chum, but according to this, is very geshmak. You know, even if it happens once in 100 times, or once in 500 times, it's going to happen 500 times. So for the Tevis Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, they made takonis for the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael.
When you make a neguda, do you take into account the fact that she's older or can't have children?
Well, we can't. I don't think we can start. Well, Chazal made a takana, and I don't think we're going to start judging if she will have children, if she promises that to have children. I don't know. Somebody asked me, when you get a hard hilchas nida shaila, are you done if it's a zava or a nida? Nida min atara does nishavas nikim. Shavas nikim. So are you done if she's a zava or a nida? So secretly in the heart, a rav might be done. But he would never tell that to a couple. That, you know, shavas nikim is a drabanan and make it more kal to people. We don't do that. Same thing here. I mean, maybe believer, another God would think that way, but I don't think we, mepel luchutz, I don't think mesafel luchutz would make such a kalam. No, the children are kasherim. Yivam l'shuk, it's a lav.
It's
in salav. So, are the children halalim? Chogum, I'm not sure. It's not Issa Zayin. It's not Chalala. It's not Zayin. It's not. It doesn't fit into the Chalalim. There's something called the Pagum Alakayin, which doesn't make Chalalim, which is supposed to marry a Chatzilla. But.
If the next husband's a Kayin,
she's an Amana.
Is
it in Ravana Chalala? I remember. You learned the Simon on Psule Kuna. The big tumult was about the fact that a woman saw her husband on the line that led to the gas chambers, and I think they were generally matier with edus of people in the camps that it's a funny edus, but edus that they didn't see, and they also required a certain amount of time to pass, and I don't know, it's very, very hard. Why? There's a big tumult then in Eretz Yisrael. There were those that wanted to make a heter klali, heter aguna klali, that based on this common circumstance to allow it, and there was big snagdas to it, and they didn't do it at the end because you're not going to be after a woman where it's machlex and klal Yisrael, but there was a desire to make some type of heter klali for people. It was a common circumstance that you described. So there was a terrible time. So many women that didn't know what happened to their husbands. There's a shot the other way also. If a man, if his wife, Loyalenu, dies in Mayim Shem and Lemasaif, plus a shayli, he's allowed to marry. So he's allowed to marry her sister. Marrying her sister is also an Issacharis. It also causes Mamzeris. So Rishulei Diskin writes in a separate piece in the Shushus Maral Diskin. He says, "Loim Matzinu the Chazal Asid, a woman who dies in Mayim Shalom Sa." But as I told you, Beis Halevi's Mesupik, even by Yevam Lashuk, certainly he wouldn't be Matir.
For
Aguna, the man is that he can marry others. Yeah, there's no situation. There's another similar nida. During COVID, it was ala perik. The question of we find in Chazal in the Rishonim that they were makel for a Jewish doctor to be mechal Shabbos for a guy because of b'nei Eva, because he'll come to sakana of a yid. So we find such a thing in Shulchan Aruch. Mishtabura says not to do it. Obviously, Mishnah was quoting others also. Rishon said not to do it. The final Lashon Mishtabur is very surprising. He says, "Be mazur to them that Yidden only mechal Shabbos for Yidden and not for Goyim." Because, like, what do you mean, be mazur them? I don't know. But this was a shailah during COVID. They called in. They called everybody to come in, and there was no Shabbos. There was no. It's Nigris Meisha. Meisha disagrees. He's matzvi on the Mishtabura. He says, "What do you mean, be mazur to them?" He says, "He remembers in Europe." In Russia, there's one doctor for five cities, and somebody's going to come on Shabbos to the doctor with a chayla, and the doctor say, "I can't do it," and the person will die. What do you mean? They're going to understand? And during COVID, I think that's what people did. They tried to, in hospitals that were yidden and non-yidden, they tried to get the yidden to, to sort of divide the patients that way. But such a bahala was very, very difficult. What? Hatzalah, well, Hatzalah is a different cheshbon that they lose the license if they only do Jews, and that they lose it. So they needed a doctor. Well, doctors, okay, that's the case. At any rate, it's just a geshmaki yisayd, the yisayd of Mabit HaTziburi, that Chazal looked at Klal Yisrael, that takanas were made based on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael rather than the individual case. Oh, so Rishon Leib says that's why this is loyseitze. Nisus means beheter, when she got married. So he said, Nisus loy seitzei. So he says, that in nisis is not a mabed tziburi. It's not a tziburic thing. We're not matter mayim shem osef for women to get married. It's a nice time, and it happens sometimes that that someone was matir for whatever reason she should get married, and it was like it did. So there, and this is laseitzer, because there's no tzibur deka need. It's really mitchein imatzui. By me and daim shem saif, if you daim the individual, she should be matir. It's just the tzerech tzibur that they were a matir. So once they asked the lechatzila, so they satisfied the tzibur's need. And the individual, which is individual cases, so that they were matter. So I don't know. It's a geshmaki aside, and we're not going to sit through Simi Yitzayin, but this is a nekuda that I felt I should share. It always, I always wonder about the fact. Now we spend a lot of money on only eating kosher meat. Statistically, we all eat treifa meat. Why? Because there are a lot of trephus in an animal. All we check are the lungs and the intestines. That's all we pretty much, and vesicitis, we look for a sharp thing. We don't check if there's a hole in the liver or in the brain or in the heart. We don't check. It's a mishein amatz. Still, one, I don't know what the numbers are, let's say 1 in 1,000 animals has some other nekev somewhere in it. You know, between the brain and the liver and the heart. And the other Evarim, 1 in 1,000 has it. But if you eat meat from 1,000 different animals over, I don't know, 2 years, a year, that's how much meat you eat. You know, Shabbos meat, you can eat meat from 3 different animals, right? They could be pastrami, you could have chalent meat. And so you could eat in a year, you could eat from 1,000 different animals. Statistically, eating some treifus, 1 in 1,000 has. And over a lifetime, so you always wonder, does God like protect us that it doesn't happen?
We once spoke about it.
So the lemaisa of it is that way. Once halacha paskins, it remains that way.
Does that mean it's true.
No, because you're not getting it bottled. You're getting when it's mixed. The makim kviusai. That's called kavua. It's not 100% right. It has to be nicker b'makim kviyusai, and theoretically nicker. But anyway, it's mutter. The question is always how to look at it, and it's true. The halacha paskins ice. So I like to say over my basa b'chala b'chin of Erev Pam. I think it was the first question. It's many years ago. One of the questions he asked is. A lady has 2 milchik ladles, or large spoons, identical. One's a ben yaymai for milchik, so one's a ina ben yaymai. They're both milchik big spoons. One's ben yaymai, one's a ina ben yaymai. And they're indistinguishable. You can't tell which is which. And she's cooking Thursday night. She's cooking Shabbos. She took one, and she stirred her chicken soup with it, and she stirred her cholent with it. So the spoon is treif. It's a milk spoon that can't flash it. But what about the cholent and what about the chicken soup? What's the chap of the question? The chicken soup, it's a 50-50 chance. It's a safek gomer. It was ben yaymai and it asers. The ein ben yaymai doesn't aser. So on chicken, which is basa b'chal drabanan, at drabanan he says drabanan lekula. So the chicken soup should be mutter. On the meat, on the cholent, which is basar behema, he said the suffix there as l'chumra. So the chap of the question was, it's the same spoon. You can't say when she mixed the chicken soup was a ben yaymai, and when she mixed the cholent it was a ben yaymai. So what do you do? How do you pass the shayla? You're passing they're both aser, they're both mutter. It was the same spoon. So Rapam was looking for. Was the case of which is the site that you were saying that there's a case in it's in Shef Shmaitza, but it's in the Beis Hillel, it's in Hilchos Treifus, where a butcher shechted 7 animals, not today's butcher shop. They shechted it in the butcher store, and he's selling it off. And the Meister Shaya, he sold 4.5 animals he had sold off already. Remember this? And 2.5 animals are still in the butcher store. And then they're taking all the stomachs and dumped them in the corner. And they looked at one of the stomachs and they found the treifus. So which one is Trev? One of the seven. You can't tell which one. So what's the halacha? Called a parish, meruba parish. Whatever is sold is mutter. Kol kavua, kemel sabesa, whatever. The 2.5 that are in the store are aser. The 4.5 that are out are mutter. So Rebelski had paskin that time with the treifas in L.A. But when they discovered it, anything had been sold already was mutter, because it was a miyut. And whatever's in the store is aser. So the question is, but half the animal, it's the same animal. Half of it was sold, and half of it was in. It can't be that the half that was sold was from the kosher animal, kofarish muba parish, and the half that's in the store wasn't from the treifa animal, it's the same animal, the same stomach. So Chef Shmaitzer brings that the Beis Hillel, one of the earlier Achrayim, tumbled about this, and he was mesupik, should we ask them both, because kavua is keveya, or should we matter both, because parish is keveya. The Chef Shmaitzer brings a prichadosh, who says that somebody who paskins this way is lashes ein lo yad v'regel behilchis isa v'heter. Says you have no shaychus to paskining. I mean, he's saying it about it. Adam Gavel. You have no shaychus. Says the half that sold is mutter, the half that sold is usser. And not a kasha, not a kasha. Where he says when the way the Shmaitz explains it, we don't say that called the parsh ruba parsh is a nevius. That we have in the Vua, that whatever was parish was from the Raiv, or whatever is there is not, it's not telling you the Metzias, telling you the Halacha. Halachas we don't know. Call the parish your Ladi, call Kavuay Nalidi. It's not a steerer. So to that idea, the same thing about the spoon. We don't know if it's the Ben Yaim spoon or not. In the chicken soup, we could be Samech that it's the Eda Ben Yaim. In the Chalim, we have to be Chashis the Ben Yaim. And it's not a stira. It's a halacha paskins. Same thing with the agunis. The halacha paskins, and the same thing with the treifas. The halacha paskins, and it's mutter. Okay, as long as if the women find out, we're done. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so this is I wanted to share with you on Simeon Yud Zayin. Let's see Simeon Yud Ches, which is not the opposite of Yud Zayin. Like Yud Zayin is the longest simeon. And it doesn't get much shorter than Yud Ches. Okay. So let's see what there is to talk about here in Simeon Yud Ches. Simeon Yud Ches, Kiddushin B'mi Taifsin. And there's a klal in many places in Shas. Kiddushin Taifsin B'chayvei Lavim U'B'chayvei Asei. That means like this. Min HaTorah, the Arayos, the 15 arayas, or 19 arayas, however you count them, or 22 arayas, the ain't kedushin types. By an erva, nisakaris. If someone's mekadosh is my sister, it's not chal a kedushin. It's not chal. On isurei lavim, if a kayin, one was law, gives kedushin to a grusha, she's not just ish. Kedushin types in bechai v'lavim. Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara holds, ain't kedushin types in bechai v'lavim. Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like him. Because according to him, there's mamzeris. If a grusha marries a kayin, the child is not chalal, it's a mamzer. But there's mamzeris from chayvei lavim. But we don't paskin like him. And we paskin that kiddushin taisim b'chayvei lavim or b'chayvei asei. And ain't kiddushin taisim is by the erva. And we learn it out of a pasik of by erva. The Gemara dashes leisikach leisi lokach. The Gemara dashes an extra leisikach by I think achosishtei leisi lokach. You have no lekuchin by her. It's not chal by an erva. It's not chal the kedusha. Meshein came by yisuri lavim. That it's chal. So this is the way we pass. There is a tumul in dachrayim about an Eishes Ish. In Erva are the relatives that are Asa to you. A list of Arayas that are Asa. And again, depending how you count them, it's as many as 22. Now, of the 22, one is Bala Behema and Bala Zachar. Some of them are not, it's not children, but neither. But but Ein Kiddushin Taifsim by Arayas and by Lavim, yes, the Gemara is that episode. What about an Eishes Ish? Yenesha Sish is not a relative. She's not one of the arroyas that are listed in the Torah. So why are in Kiddush and Taif Simbeisha Sish? Does that really fit into Zeres HaKasav? What? A second husband gives Kiddush to a married woman. It's not Taif. It's certainly not. Why? What's the husband? So Pnei Yeshua says, and it's quoted everywhere, Kedushin and that Mem Gimel, that she's already taken. She's already married. You can't, two people can't own the same thing. That's what it says in the Pnei Yeshua. The Avni Beluim in Simem Mem Dalet, he goes to town on him, on the Pnei Yeshua. He says, what are you talking about? In the Gemara in Kedushin, I think it's that Samavavah Beis Samzayin Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says Ein Kiddush Tais Ema Arayis, it says what about Eishes Sish? Or is it out of a pasuk? It's because it's an erva. That because she's already taken. So he's matmiya on him. Teshua says this is svara. It should be it's exeris hakazim al erva. Now they're hard pressed to find an easy nafkamina. But nafkamina they both bring is a shifcha charufa. A shifcha charufa is a chatzi yish chatzi el has a rechayrin. So there it's not one of the arroyas, but she's taken. You say she's taken, so she's taken as much as kedusha you could have. Kedusha is taken. So that's the nafkamina that they bring. So they argue about this. If it's such a concept that she's already, so to speak, taken. It could be a nafkamina also by. I shouldn't say that. By Yavam Lashuk, I'm not sure. It's Yisuri Lav and Sedushin's Typhus. But okay. I don't know. But anyway, so there's a machlaikus about what the reason is by Isha Sish, and it's seen as a. Dushin Shemus Sur and Labi as Machlaikis in the Gemara. By him. Yeah. You mean the second husband? Yeah, well, the point is, there's not even typhus. If one man is Mekadish and the other one is Mekadish, so the second person's Kedushin is nothing. Even if the first husband dies, the second husband is not married. Right? If a woman's married to Reuven, Shimon gives Kedushin. The next day, Reuven dies, so there's nothing. There's nothing at all. So, what? Death penalty for Bia, yeah, not for Kedushin, yeah. Right, so the question is, what the lumdus is that ain't Kedushin types, and this is the difference of opinion. So, the understanding, Rabbi Chanan and the Chazanish write, that there are only two aspects to marriage. Gemara said in the beginning of Kedushin that the first parak talks about Isha Niknis, Lashon Kinyan. The second parak is Isha Mekadesh, Lashon Kedushin. Mara says, Isha Niknis Lashon Dairaisa, Kicha Kicha Mistayaf, right? Lashon of acquiring. And the second parak, Kedushin, Lishna Durabadim, the Gemara calls it. So what the many Achrayim say is there are two aspects. He's sort of kind of the woman, whatever that means. And then there's Nisa Erva, when you marry a woman, she's in the Kedushin, means she's the Mekudish Lach, and also to everybody else, Kehegdish. So there are two aspects to a marriage. There are the two parts, and there's the Kenyan, and there's that. And all right, so from that comes a lot of time.
It's in that order. You're Conan, her, and you, and then she's ushered everybody else.
It's pretty simultaneous, but yeah, it goes in that order. I mean, there's no space between, but it is in that order. Now here, there's a nafkamina for Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua on Daf Yud Gimel says the following. Gemara asks, how do you know an alman is mutter? The Torah says a grusha is mutter. Right? The Yatzavai is l'shach. Gemara says, how do you know an alman is mutter? This is the order of the Gemara. It says, svaru, hu aisra, hu matira. This is svaru. Gemara says, no, that's not true. We have relatives. Relatives, except for a sister, all other relatives. Hu aisra. A woman marries a man. He dies, his mother remains asa to this woman. You don't say who Isra, who Matira. You say she became asa to her husband's relatives because of him. He died, she'll be mutter. But it's not mutter. So the Gemara says in Rachinami, how do you know Rahman is mutter? So it brings a few psukim. It brings Penyamus v'Muhammad ishachar yikachena. Pasha Shaitim. Also, this is Pasha, right? That the man goes to battle. If he just got married, Shanri Shaina is off because Penyamus v'Muhammad ishachar yikachena. Brings and it brings. I think Amar l'kayin gadol. Clouds mutter to everybody else. It's interesting. I don't remember if it brings that pasuk or brings that pasuk. But Zotzi Pnei Yeshua, listen to Pnei Yeshua, he says it's Lamaisa. He says a Ben Nayach, a woman who's married to a Ben Nayach, a Goyisha woman, married to a Goyisha man, he says, Gerishin they have. Rama says, how do they have Gerishin? They separate. They make up, they're done, they walk out. But they don't walk out. If the husband just dies, he says, the woman remains in Eish Hasish to Ben Nayach for the rest of her life. That, why? Because the Gemara is, how do you know Raman is Mutter? And it brings Pesukim Bayin. Penyamus Mechomer, Shaki Kachera. So you say, what do you mean? He died, he's not there anymore. So you say, what do you mean? That's the Gemara Svara. The Gemara says, Svara, who was who Matira? The Gemara slugs it up. So but then Yeshua says, nearly, that a Ben Nayach, who's married to a man, and the man dies, they are separated, she's also forever, Al Teshus Ish, to the whole world. What? But there's Eish Hasish by Ben Noach. If they separate, that's a get. They didn't separate. The man just died. He dropped dead. They're happily married. So. But she's also for a year also. She, this woman, is she's a geisha woman. Yikamidin, where it says by trade, by the lungs of an animal. To, by, what? For a year? The Bishra of the Bishra Chavei, right? That's been the Bnei Nayach.
So that would apply to an almond also.
Quite Pnei Yeshua would apply to. So usually the pushback on the Pnei Yeshua is, like I said, there are two dinim in Kedushin. There's one din that you're kind of the wife, so no one else can marry her. There's another din that's Isha Niknes, Kenyan. And then by year there's the Ishma Kaddish. There's the Kedushin. There's the second din, the din Erva. And Isha Sish gets a Shem. She's an Erva. She's Arayas. She gets a Chidin. So by a yid with his kinyan and his adin erva, so the Gemara says svarahu, he owns that. So the Gemara says not true. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says svarah, he bought her, he owns her, he lost her. The Gemara says, what about arayus? So what we understand is the iser. Rabbi Chanan learns this way. He says the iser, there are two parts to being an eish hasish. One is that you're sort of you're kaina, no one else can be kaina. And the other is that she's an Erva. She's one of the Arayas in the Torah. So the Svara who asked Ravu Matira, that's good enough for the Kenyan part. You kind of something, a man dies. He doesn't own it anymore. But the Gemara, yes, what about the Din Erva? There's also a Din Erva. A Din Erva, so we need a Pasuk. By a Ben Nayach, where the whole thing is that he's Kainaha. If he walks out, he goes away, and he's the Kenyan's over. So he's Mati. You don't need Gittin. You don't need his Gittin. So by Ben Nayach, you don't have the two aspects. By an Eish Hasish, by a Yid, you have the Din Erva Shabbai, besides the fact that you own her. And Mashen came by, so it's a very Geshmak of Teretz, and it explains, once you have these two dinim, they use it in Mesetzes Kedushin in a handful of places to explain the different aspects of Kedushin. Now, having said that, so that's all very smooth, and geschmiert, easy. There's one very difficult and lumdis thing about chayvei lavin. So listen carefully. There's a darkei Moshe. It's the Ramah in darkei Moshe, and he says the following, which seems hard to explain, which you have to follow. He says, what happens if you have, let's say, a shniyos from divrei sof? You have this minatayrish, the kedushin's typhus. And it's shnia, it's somebody that's also midrabanan. So you have someone, a grandmother marrying a grandson. That's midrabanan. So kedushin shniyais means it's a drabanan. By drabanan, you need a get. In a Torah, it's a kedushin. With drabanan, it's not a kedushin. So memela, what would be the din if you had an isalav or an isadrabanan? A man is mekadesh in isalav. Let's say a kain is mekadesh a grusha. Not allowed to. Mekadesh a grusha. What's the din? Then a second kayin is megarish the same grusha. Afterwards, the first was still alive. One man is megarish the grusha, and then later another kayin is megarish the grusha, and then is megarish the grusha. So you have two men. Right, we just talked about Eishes Ish, two people. So here is an issa grusha. A man, one person, one kayin gives kedusha, and then another kayin gives kedusha. Then they realize the halacha. They go to a rav. They say, "We made a mistake. We, you know, we're mekadesh." So Beis Din says, "Who has to give a get? Who has to give a get?" No one gave a get. No one gave a get. One person is mekadesh to grusha. He didn't give a get, and another man is mekadesh to grusha. No one get. And then they realize they did wrong. The first way is a get. What about the second one? Okay, so let me read to you. It's a Dove Pella. Kosova Harava Ramam is Stapik Bidarke Moshe. This is in the beginning of Simon Tezvav. Be'erva de Rabbanon. He's going to say after Suadin Yisrael Lavin. Be'erva de Rabbanon. Ikidish Echad as Erva mid Rabbanon. One person gave Kedushin. Va'achaka Kitsha Oid Acher. And then a second person did it. In Sricha Get Vishaini. If you need a get from the second person, the suffix say Yeshua Stapik Am came Bechai Ve'Lavin. The Kamala Kedushin types in Behem. Bechai Ve'Lavin, that's the halacha we just learned, the Kedushin is typhus. So he says, in Kitcha Sheni, if a second Isser Lav is Mekadish, or a second Rabban, either one, Itzricha Midrabban on Get. Do you need a get from the second one?
The Kedushin is taken from the first one. How can Kedushin Chal? The Kedushin, whatever was there left, was still from the first one.
It's a Dover Pella. He gives an example. He says, Kiddush Echlas HaMamzeres. Okay, it's also a Salav. Kosher person gives Kiddushin to a Mamzeres. Vaka Kiddush Oysa Mamzer. See, here it's a little more of a case. If someone did it, it's a Salav, and then a Mamzer did it, who's allowed to? The Gabi Sheini, Layav Echai Vilav. I'm a Kiddush Oysa Yisrael, but if a second you gave Kiddushin, Pshita and it's Yuchi get Mishaini, the Chasmachaki has the Kasha under Ramah. So it's a Peladika Ramah, at least they ask on it, but everyone quotes it here, that.
But,
so he says, when the Mamzer gives, it shouldn't be Chal at all. Nothing on me, right? Even if Mamzer did the second one, it shouldn't be Chal at all. I don't think it's a pella. So if you look in the Makar, it makes it even shverer. What's the Dakar Moshe's Makar? He brings, if someone gives Kedushin to a woman and he uses witnesses that apostle Eidus Midrabana. You mean the apostle Eidus Midrabana? And then another man gives her Kedushin. So you need to get from both. So you see, if Sulder Rabbanan, you need to get from both. What? Because they did my apostle with Rabbanan. So it's a midnight. Minotaur, it's a Kedushin. Midnight was not a Kedushin. So a man, let's say you have a Masachi Pekovia, a gambler. So a man gives Kedushin, and a Sekhre Shriyas, they have a bunch of Rabbanans in the Mishnah, and Avchafal from Hashanah. What? He's the eighth, right. So you have witnesses that are apostle with Rabbanan. So you Mekadish, a regular man, a regular woman, you use the apostle with Rabbanan. And then the second one is Mekadish, whether with Kosher or without. So we say both of them have to give a get. So Ramah says, you see, Psul de Rabbanan, they both have to give a get. Huadin and Erva de Rabbanan, both have to give a get. And that's the source and document. What? It's a Tavapella. In the case of in the case of Isurei Lavin or Shniyas, everyone holds Kedushin is Taifis. There's no Machlokes. There's no Drabbanan that Kedushin is not Taifis. By Chayvei Lavin, everyone holds Kedushin is Taifis. Is it a Salav or is it a Drabbanan? No Shaila. There's no Mandiyama Kedushin is not Taifis. There's no Tutstadim. There's no Drabbanan it's not Taifis. Even by Shniyas, the Kedushin are Taifis. What does that mean they're not Taifis and Drabbanan? Where does that come from?
The second guy, that's precisely
this. Alright, this is the kasha that they used. Avni Malum here brings the Chulfah, the Veshimon, the Taz, all Mesopic about it. He says Imam doesn't understand what's the Havamina, the second one. By when you have a Kaddish with Psulim Drabbanan, Pasalay, this is Midrabbanan, so Midrabbanan is not a Kedushin. That's how it is. The Rabbanan said, "It's not Edus." So I could hear the Mafkia, either the Mafkia, the Darais, the Mafkia, the Rabbanan. But at least someone said that the first Kedushin is not a Kedushin, the Darais, the Rabbanan. So you need a get from both. But they ask, what in the world does it mean by Isurei Lavim and Isurei Shniyas? We said the Mechabes says Kedushin, Taifsa, Mechayve Lavim. There's no two Shitas here. So the whole Simin is Kedushin, Taifsa, Mechayve Lavim, Mechayve Esay. It's only the Rabbanan. The Koshkem Bishniyas. So they're asking, what does it mean that the second one needs a get? Why in the world should the second person need a get? I don't know. That Malum doesn't have a yeshu on it.
If Adam are relatives, still everything is what happens?
Then they're not married. If the only Adam are relatives, there are no other Adam, then they're not married. What? You mean whether you say enos abiyas abiyas nus? Yeah. So enos abiyas abiyas nus is only where they realize it would be abiyas nus if they're not mekadosh l'shem, if they don't l'shem kedushin. In the case where they don't realize, it's very difficult to say that enos abiyas abiyas nus. The Gemara's case is you have a couple that are divorced and now they meet together in a motel, and there are two witnesses that they met. Without witnesses, nothing. So even though he didn't see a ma'isabiyah, but they understand. So he's saying us a bias a bias nus. But then the man and woman know that it's a bias nus. When a person has a kedushin, and they thought it was kasher eidim, they found out later it's pasul eidim. You can't say us a bias nus because he wasn't aware of it b'shas bia. If he's not aware of it, we don't say us a bias a bias. He didn't. Right. It says that later in Simcha of Zayin, it talks about when somebody uses a bad lashon of kedushin. So why don't you just say he used a bad lashon? It's not mekudeshes. So why don't you say it's a bias abias nus? It's the same thing. He thought it's a good lashon. Where? The way relatives is not a good marriage. We have some cipher. I must have mentioned it a dozen times here. An incredible some cipher. He had a Maisa Shahaya. It's an interesting story about a Rav from a different town that came to be Masada Kedushin. And he asked the Edom, they asked the Chassan, who's the Edom? He said, whoever you want. So he called over his Shamus, and the two of them were the Edom Kedushin. And the Shaila, right, he writes that later he got home and he was back in the city, and the Shamus says something like, oh, my cousin's wedding was so nice. I said, your cousin? And it's a talented thing to read. So the Masada Kedushin writes, it's B'zayinis for me, I'm going to have to go back. Right. Tell him, was it a Kedushin? Do a new Kedushin. They have new Dina, new Sheva Brachas. You know, like, it says, B'zayinis, what should I do? Maybe I've covered up Rias, I shouldn't tell them. Like, that's a shot. So Sefer in the Tshuva, he starts up with Musar. He said, B'zayinis? What do you write, B'zayinis? Adarab, it's a COVID. You go back and you tell them the truth. You know, people, if there's Musar, he writes, in your case, it's a good Kedushin. He writes a Dov Pella. He writes that any wedding you go to, and you know who the chassan is, you know the kallah, you got an invitation. And they call up a Masada Kedushin who's a Talmid Chacham. Everybody in the audience is a witness that it was a good Kedushin. If it turns out one of them was a Kariv, it doesn't matter. When you see them break the glass, and there was a Mazel Tov, you know there was a good Kedushin. So, because they walked out with a candle. They walked out with a candle. They're standing there. And they said, Mazel Tov. He said you have to see a biyumda of sefer right. It's an umdin of gabura. It's better than the husband and wife. He writes that everybody is a kedushin, right? You don't need to be appointed. There's no. I'll tell you when they appoint. The reason they appoint, you don't have to be appointed. It's exclude others. Because if you're a group, if you have a mind to be an aide with a relative, then it passes the whole group. Only if you have a mind. If they're relatives, so it doesn't matter. So when we appoint to, it's not that you don't have to appoint witnesses. Someone murders someone, and he announces, no one is appointed witnesses, and he murders him, he's still going to get Misa. Because a witness just means he saw it. But it's an exclusion of everyone else. That's why we appoint. Now, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, the idea of appointing to an exclusion. But so Sefer writes that everyone's a witness. You got Eidei Kedushin more times than you know. In the Igros Moshe, he was asked if the halacha is like Chassan Sefer. He says, Bavadai. What? The Chassan? The Chassan had a mind, but he didn't have a mind to be Mitzarif for me in the same cat. He had a mind to Mitzarif with the Mitzarif the Kedusha. You need either to have a mind to Mitzarif. My Yasish, the Yasim, Ve'echad, Shiro, Bechad, Chargas, HaNefesh. Right? Because they had two brothers, it doesn't pass to everybody. If they're mechavin, either b'shas they see it to be one, or b'shas agoda to be one, either one is called nisach and karav apostle. But otherwise, it's not called nisach and karav apostle.
How far would Rebbe? The second question, the third
question. See, you have to know the halach is. I always remember, I have a certain, my sister's grandson is the case of the Machlaikis, the Shlishi Bereshit. I always think of him, he is the Machlaikis case. Anybody closer is Puzzle, anybody further is, that's my way of remembering it. Shlishi Bechor is a Machlaikis, Bereshit is a Machlaikis, and everything else. Anyway, there's one more piece, an Aruch HaShulchan. Gevaldige, listen to Aruch HaShulchan. He's here in Simi Yud Ches. What are we talking about? Amin is Mekadish, Yisurei Lavin. In the case of somebody that's also be a salad. Yeshishal bezeh shaylo. Hare. Call the Mekadish right at the Rabbana Mekadish. Right? We say Kedas Vayishu Yisrael. When you Mekadish a woman, you Mekadish Kedas Vayishu Yisrael. Kama Yisharmu Chazal, the Kama Mekaymas. Rabbana Vade Lin Yichalu Shia Kaddish Yisrael. It's Bat Lua Kedushin. It's Kasha. Every time a man marries Chai Ve'lavim, Kol Mekadesh Adaita Darabara Mekadesh. So it shouldn't be a marriage. What do you say to that? Nevekai marries a Grusha. Maybe he even knows she's a Grusha. Kol Mekadesh Darabara Mekadesh should be ice. It's Shtaka Kasha. He answers. The answer is 10 lines. It would be a smooth answer. He wouldn't need 10 lines. What he answers is that the only time we say Kol Mekadesh Adaita Darabara Mekadesh, Elam kena kiddushin ha yekshen legamri keratzon chachamim. B'shas ma'is it was done right. Ela sha'acha kach yesh siba levatlam. The Gemara says that if a man gives a wife a get amanos, that don't come back in 30 days. He's oinus begitten. He gets so chazal levatlam the kiddushin beikara. In other words, things happen later. B'shas kiddushin was good. And things happen later that Chazal wa mevatel the kedushin. He says, but a bishas ma'isa, when a person does it, yahareyar the kedushin lechatchilu shulayadaita drabban. He went and he married a grusha or a shniya. Eich nemishi kadoshadaita drabbanan. Well, you make believe he did it. Bam shamak das ma'ishiv Yisrael. Listen to what he says. Ayisek das ma'ishiv Yisrael. Kenu api das ma'ishiv Yisrael kedushin taisim bechayv yelavim. That's what he answers. The problem I have with this is what happens if someone didn't know the other person's asid to him? He's saying, but he went and he deliberately did it. He did it with a problem. But he didn't do it deliberately. As if he didn't know. So I don't know. He doesn't answer the question. I don't know what to say. He tzechetsu the taz yaredei yakuf yutez, where he says, if the pasuk says something that the rabbanan can't answer it, I'm not sure what he means. One or the other. Either way, his kaina is kasha adurabadu mekadish. But here you have a person zeh shekidish b'chatzila b'isa derais adurabadan v'yar the kiddush b'chatzila shalaya da'it adurabadan echnem shekidish da'it adurabadan. Should be a mekatas. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, these are these klolim. Agav, I'll tell you another kasha that I have. We're learning kedusha yeshiva this year. I had this kasha all the years. It's based on really on a riff, on a round explanation of a riff. Of a man, there are a bunch of kedushins that are suffix. There are a bunch of kedushins that are suffix. Shemesh of a pruta v'modai, right? Mekadesh, and maybe it's worth a pruta. But Gemara says if you use lashon ezrasi really means my helper. But the Torah says that he's a kenegdai, so Gemara has a suffix if it's a kedushin. There are a bunch of cases that are suffix kedushin. You all know there are a handful of such cases. I'll tell you the riff after. My question is this: you have a normal person, a kaddish woman. And afterwards they say, oh, it's a Safi Kedushin. For one, whatever reason, Safi Kedushin. So why can't he say, so give me my ring back? I'm not willing to spend money to be Safi Kedush. I married her. Al Das, I should be Vade married to her. All I got was a Safi Kedushin. So I should get my ring back. No, you're going to the store and you buy something and there's a Safi if you own it, so you get your money back. So, now wait. Now once he gets his money back,
finished.
It's a Vade not a Kedushin. It's a Vade not a Kedushin. So every Safek Kedushin, the Kedushin should be bottled, because he's entitled to his money back. Api Chesha Mishpat. No, because it's Vadai. He definitely only gave the money Al Das to be married to. He didn't give the money Al Das to Safek. She's a mochzik. He said ezrasi, and the Gemara in Kedusha of Avraham and Hal says if you say ezrasi, it's a suffik kedusha. So why is that for Rosh Hashanah? Why is he being a raya? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says teiku. Gemara says six l'shaynis. Shem yachada. I think it's seven. It's place at one, and the other six. It says the suffik kedusha.
That part of the suffik. Yeah, the suffik. The one half is a suffik. So there isn't a kaddish. There is a kedusha there. Part of it.
But I spent money. The ring cost me $100. So, okay. I only spent $100 to get a Vada Kedushin. Why Darsha Balev? It's Balev Kol Adam. No one wants to get married Safi Kedushin. You go to a wedding and marry a woman Safi Kedushin? It's not you. Maternal Slahazer, Minatayr, it's good. And if it's worth a prut. In the time, it's Rabban, there goes out to Chilipin. Oh, you mean she gives it back? But it's only good if she has it that the use is worth a pruta. Taras lahazir in 1 minute is not a kedushin. When you give a taras lahazir, but she'll get the use of it for a period of time, that's the only time it would be a good kedushin. Chazal gaiza to chalipin. I think it's right in the beginning of the daftal and I'll probably in kedushin. Yeah, I'm talking about the ring part. You know, the ichud room is not kedushin; it's a suin. That's nesuin. There are two paths to marriage. You need kedushin and chuppah. So we use chuppah for nesuin, but nesuin without kedushin is nothing. There's a place where the riff leaves out a tekel. I forgot which case in the first parak. And the Ran says he left it out, so you have to give the ring back anyway. You have to give the kedushin back anyway, so it doesn't matter. So it's very funny that he did. In one place, the Ran says he doesn't ask that it should be that way everywhere. So I don't know. Maybe someone asked the question. Maybe not. Okay. This is the end of Arayas. We go into Chazakis next week. Cheskes Erva. Okay. So Shem, thank you everyone for rejoining. Good.